7. The nine planets. The Earth is one of the nine planets. They all go round the sun the same way. Each of them also turns on its own axis. The Earth makes a complete journey round the sun in 1 year. It turns once on its axis in 24 hours. The sun rises and sets because the Earth is turning. There are two planets nearer the sun, Mercury and Venus. Mercury is small and it is very near the sun. It turns on its axis 3 times for every 2 times it goes round the sun. Its year is 1.5 days long. Mercury is too hot and too small and has no air, so nobody can live on it. Let us begin a journey through space. We shall leave the sun and then leave Mercury. The next planet is Venus. It is almost the same size as the Earth. It goes once round the sun in 225 days, about 7.5 months. We sometimes call it the evening star, and it is very beautiful, but it is not a star. The Russians once sent a machine to Venus, and so did the Americans. They told us something about the beautiful planet. They sent back radio signals from space. If we continue our journey, we shall reach the Earth next. Then we shall reach the planet Mars. The orbit of Mars is outside the orbit of the Earth. Mars is about 227 million kilometers from the Sun. It completes its journey round the Sun in 1 2/3 years. Its day is 1/2 hour longer than ours. It turns on its axis in 24.5 hours. It has 2 moons. Astronomers have studied Mars carefully. Some people believe that there may be life of some kind there, but no one is sure, because although the Americans landed 2 machines on Mars, they couldn't tell if there was life or not. About 805 million kilometers from the Sun, there is the planet Jupiter. It is the biggest planet of all. It takes about 12 years to go round the Sun. It has 14 moons. Galileo discovered 4 of them. Jupiter is a strange planet. It turns on its axis, but different parts of it appear to turn at different speeds. If that is true, it is certainly not made of hard rock. Perhaps it is made of gases. The planet has a strange red spot on it. This spot is about 48,270 kilometers long and 11,263 kilometers wide. The next planet is Saturn. It has some beautiful rings round it. It travels once round the Sun in about 30 years, and it has 10 moons. Its thin rings are perhaps a lot of other small moons. Uranus, the next planet, is 2,869 million kilometers from the Sun. It has 4 moons. Their names are Ariel, Umbriel, Titania, and Oberon. 3 of these names come from Shakespeare's plays. And the name Umbriel comes from the writings of another old writer, Alexander Pope. Recently, astronomers from China and some other countries discovered Uranus has rings like Saturn does. Uranus did not appear to move properly in its orbit. One astronomer said that there must be another planet. This unknown planet must be outside the orbit of Uranus. It is pulling Uranus away from its proper orbit, he said. Where was this other planet? The problem was closely studied and the right place was found. A telescope was pointed at the place and the planet was seen there. At first, astronomers called it the Georgian, but now its name is Neptune. It completes its orbit around the Sun in 165 years. In 1930, another planet was found. Its name is Pluto. Its orbit has an unusual shape, and it goes once round the Sun in 248 years. It is so far away and so small that we cannot study it easily.
听他讲啊。